We want to welcome each and every one of you to Grace Bible Church this morning. If you're a first-time visitor, we are so glad that you're here with us today to worship the Lord Jesus Christ. In our call to worship today, I want to draw your attention to Matthew chapter 27. I try to make it a regular pattern in my life at this time of the year approaching Easter to read through one of the gospel accounts relative to the last week of our Lord's ministry here upon this earth as far as his cross work. And I was reading through Matthew 27, beginning on Wednesday night after church. I just started reading through this section. I have a Kindle now that has the Bible on there, so I go through that, and I can mark my section and be able to read through that. And I came to verse 19 of Matthew 27, and this is what we read, "And when he sat down on the judgment seat," and that's talking about Pilate, "his wife sent unto him, saying, Have thou nothing to do with that just man? For I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him." But listen to verse 20. "But the chief priests and elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask for Barabbas and destroy Jesus." It's interesting that this woman, I don't know her background. I don't know all that took place there, but I do know the Bible says that she had a dream about the Lord Jesus Christ, and she sent a messenger from her house to her husband, said, "Listen, you be careful. You have nothing to do with this just man." In other words, he's innocent. "I have been much troubled by this individual." I don't know if she was under conviction. I don't know the situation of her life, but she sent word to her husband, "Be very careful. Have nothing to do with this man." But somehow the word got out to the multitude and to the chief priests and the elders that Pilate may be thinking that he's going to release this man. And so what did they do? They put the pressure on the multitudes to ask for Barabbas. Notes were passed out in the group. Individuals went out, filtered through the group, asked for Barabbas. Ask for him to be released instead, because at that time of the year at Passover, the custom was that the Roman government would release a prisoner as a pardon. Release that prisoner. So they said, ask for Barabbas. What we think he's going to do is Pilate's going to release Jesus and let that be the one, but we don't want that, do we? And this is the thing that caught my eye, that they should ask for Barabbas and destroy Jesus. I think that in my own heart's mind, I have realized, I think, more this year what that expression means, because we see in our own country a hatred for the name of Jesus. There is so much pressure today, so much ridicule. I was reading this week in World Magazine, and Pastor Watt's going to share more tonight about this atheist rally that was held in Washington, D.C. this past week. But one of the men, Richard Dawkins, stood up and he told him, says, what we must do is ridicule Christians. We must ridicule them, and then they will realize how foolish their belief system really is. And what they are wanting to do is what? Destroy Jesus. Destroy Jesus. As we approach the Easter time, and today is Palm Sunday, the day that our Lord entered into Jerusalem, to the applause of men, to the voices, "Hosanna! Hosanna, King of the Jews!" Those same people received the notes and the word, "Ask for Barabbas." And what did they cry concerning Jesus? "Crucify him! Crucify him! Destroy him!" How fickle men's hearts are. I hope that you and I, at this Easter time, will stand up for the Lord Jesus Christ. That we will not cower in fear, but rather that we would be the kind of testimony that we ought to be. What an opportunity to share of our faith in Jesus Christ and to let as many people know about our Savior. There is no reason for us to succumb to ridicule. Many men and women in this world don't believe in Jesus Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. And yet that's the very heart of our faith. And if we are ashamed of that, we are ashamed of our Savior. And if we are ashamed of our Savior, then we're no better than anybody else in this world. Not that we're made better, but that we're made righteous. in Christ. Not our own righteousness, but Jesus Christ's righteousness. And God says if we have His righteousness, we're made fit for heaven. We are taken from the kingdom of Satan into the kingdom of His dear Son. And so let me encourage you, over this next week especially, as many people think about the resurrection or they'll think about the Lord Jesus Christ, they may not have thought of Him since Christmas time. Yet we have a unique opportunity, do we not, to be a witness and testimony to a world that would probably rather destroy Jesus. But we need to stand for Him. We need to be counted for Him. And we need to share with as many people the good news of Jesus Christ. And so let me encourage you in that regard. As our call to worship says, that we ought to seek the Lord Jesus Christ. We ought to magnify His name and exalt Him at this time of the year.